Hola, pilgrims. Greetings. It's Pastor Bob, bringing you today's version of Dynamic Duo Daily, and we've just got a couple days left. Friday will be our last performance for this wonderful series and this journey we've been on together. I feel like it's been very enlightening to me to go back to Esther and Daniel and get a real depth of flavor for the stories of the people of God as they wrote down their fables and stories about God and used such unique characters like Esther and like Daniel. But we've got a little bit more to go. Today we've got episode 16, and we will begin the chapter 11, which is Kings of the South and the North, and we'll read probably the first 12 verses or so of Kings of the South and North, going from the beginning of chapter 11 all the way, sticky pages. All the way, yeah, verse 12. There, I found it. It's just the next page. We are ready here for the Spirit-led, Spirit-fed broadcast from the Parsonage, the House of Peace, in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. We've got the Gregorian monks with the chant of the mystics. We've got the sandalwood myrrh flame right out of the manger scene in Bethlehem. It's the very same myrrh. And we've got the cinnamon cider, which is right out of a shelf in Bed Bath & Beyond. So quite a cultural contrast there. And that's right. The Earl Grey. The old King's Tea. How appropriate. Jesus is our King. So let's begin. Again, the beginning of chapter 11, and we'll be reading through the first part of the Kings of the South and North. It's episode 16. Now then, I will reveal the truth to you. Three more Persian kings will reign, to be succeeded by a fourth, far richer than the others, using his wealth for political advantage. He will stir up everyone to war against the kingdom of Greece. Then a mighty king will rise to power, who will rule a vast kingdom and accomplish everything he sets out to do. But at the height of his power, his kingdom will be broken apart and divided into four parts. It will not be ruled by the king's descendants, nor will the kingdom hold the authority it once had. For his empire will be uprooted and given to others. The king of the south will increase in power, but one of this king's own officials will become more powerful than he, and will rule his kingdom with great strength. Some years later, an alliance will be formed between the king of the north and the king of the south. The daughter of the king of the south will be given in marriage to the king of the north to secure the alliance, but she will lose her influence over him, and so will her father. She will be given up along with her supporters. But when one of her relatives becomes king of the south, he will raise an army and enter the fortress of the king of the north and defeat him. When he returns again to Egypt, he will carry back their idols with him along with priceless gold and silver dishes. For some years afterward, he will leave the king of the north alone. Later, the king of the north will invade the realm of the king of the south, but will soon return to his own land. However, the sons of the king of the north will assemble a mighty army that will advance like a flood and carry the battle as far as the enemy's fortress. Then, the king of the south, in great anger, will rally against the vast forces assembled by the king of the north and will defeat them. After the enemy army is swept away, the king of the south will be filled with pride and will have many thousands of his enemies killed. But his success will be short-lived. And that's where we end episode 16 today. Quite the cliffhanger. Already waiting for tomorrow. Already anxious to get to episode 17. Amen. Well, our devotion today has the feel that it was somehow written exactly for this day. I don't mean this day like a Wednesday. I don't mean this day like, you know, November 4th. I mean this day like after the election day. Jesus, that's right, Jesus has something to say to us. Because he knows every bit of what's been going on down here. And I think he's got a message, an alternative way to look at your life. This is from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Jesus says, walk peacefully with me through this day. You are wondering how you will cope with all that is expected of you. You must traverse this day like any other, one step at a time. Instead of mentally rehearsing how you will do this or that, keep your mind on my presence and on taking the next step. The more demanding your day, the more help you can expect from me. This is a training opportunity, since I designed you for deep dependence on your Shepherd King. I designed you for deep dependence on your Shepherd King. Challenging times wake you up and amplify your awareness of needing my help. When you don't know what to do, wait while I open the way before you. Trust that I know what I'm doing and be ready to follow my lead. I will give strength to you and I will bless you with peace. Amen. That concludes our session today. Don't forget, with this email is the link to tonight's discussion group on Zoom. And invite everybody to join us, your friends, your neighbors, your strangers. Invite a couple enemies. And before you know it, you got a gospel story. So however you want to handle it, I look forward to seeing you tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. On that very Zoom meeting link on this very email. God's blessings to all, and have a blessed Middle Sabbath day.